This is The Bribe, written by Devney Perry, narrated by Ava Erickson and Jason Clark. Chapter 1. Jade.
I hate you for making me do this, Everly hissed.
Me?
I whisper yelled. This was your idea, remember? I wanted to spend a weekend glamping, but no, you thought a hike would be a more memorable experience.
She wasn't wrong. We'd definitely remember this trip, if we survived.
Her entire body trembled by my side. Do you think they'll come closer?
I don't know. I gripped her hand, clutching it as we huddled together on the trail. Across from us, about 50 feet down the trail, stood a bison the size of a tank. He'd been farther away 5 minutes ago, but with every passing second, he inched closer, nuzzling the grass with his snout before taking another step in our direction. His charcoal horns tapered to piercing points, and his black, beady eyes seemed glued to our every move. The bull snorted, causing both of us to flinch. The minute we'd come upon the herd in this meadow, we'd nonchalantly retreated on the trail. But for every backward step we took, the animals, this one in particular, took 3 forward. Every unclipped the canister holstered to her belt.
Does bear spray work on bison?
I don't know. But if that thing came within firing range, we'd both unleash until either he killed us or we turned into bison jerky. Pepper spray flavored.
Come on.
We eased back another foot, this time not drawing any movement from the beast. 1 foot became 10, then 20. When the animal turned, whipping his tail over his ass in a silent fuck off, Everly and I slumped against each other in relief. We were standing in the middle of an open plain in Yellowstone National Park. The path we were on was bordered by tall green grasses that stood above our knees and swayed in the slight summer breeze. Everly and I had spent hours and hours doing research on trails after she'd convinced me to hike. This particular path wound through the Hayden Valley, and the online descriptions had promised an experience unique to the Yellowstone Plateau. If you wanted to see the heart of the park, this was the hike to take. We'd been hiking since sunrise, traversing meadows and passing wide sections of pine woods. Lunch had been by a small lake. Through it all, we'd enjoyed seeing the park's wildlife from a safe distance. Birds squawked as they flew overhead. Deer and elk stared at us cautiously before bounding away.
Sample complete. Ready to continue?